Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Is that Knox on? Yeah, I know. I can't hear it from here for some reason. My name is Teresa Velasquez, and I am a former beauty queen. And today I have Dr. Leslie Duffy and her husband, James Bell. And our topic for today is about being overweight and obesity in the United States. So I had some questions for both of you. How are you today, Dr. Duffy?
Good. How are you?
You look beautiful as usual.
So do you.
Thank you. And James, I'm so great to have you on the show with us.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. And we had some questions. I had asked you some questions before regarding this, and Dr. Duffy, one question is, what is happening to people experiencing obesity? What do you think is going on?
I think, you know, people are more sedentary than they ever have in the whole history of the world. You know, we used to have to work very hard for our food, in the first world. You know, like having to farm and things like that. But now, you know, there's restaurants on every corner. Grocery stores are just full of junk food also. And I just think people are more on their phones, more on their computers, watching TV. And it's just easy to eat too much and exercise too little.
Absolutely. Do we have Deborah on the air? Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Deborah. That's Deborah Hemmer. And she's a journalist, and she's going to help us with this topic as well. Do you have anything to say about the issues that we're having with obesity? I know we have the statistics are pretty high. The highest obesity rate in here in Stockton, California, it's 34.6% of residents in. And then, of course, you have in the whole entire United States is quite a bit of people who are obese. And so my question, do you have anything to say about this, Deborah, and on this topic? I know you had some interesting things to say earlier when I was talking to you.
Right. Well, the whole thing is what my idea was. Something about going back to the pandemic and the lockdowns, which kind of, you read a lot about this in the news as to people being at home so much, forced to for a while. And they were going almost 2 years. And they were forced to not have the interactions they were having. So it was a topic at the time in the news a lot of the problems with that. And people were overeating more and overindulging. They couldn't walk and do as much exercise and interact. But that's been going on even before that, from what I've read by experts and articles that a lot of people are emotional eaters. So that can play a factor into a lot of this also. As far as I know from reading from psychological articles and reports and different things that come up about why do people do this. Well, often they're trying to fill a void if they're depressed or the nervous nibblers to sometimes refer to it, which could be any of us sometimes. But also the fact that emotional eating is a huge issue. Also, people tend to overindulge to fill a vacuum in their lives if depressed or anxieties and just not having that fulfillment in real life and turning to food as a substitute. I don't know what Dr. Leslie thinks about that. What do you think about it? I really don't know about it.
I mean, food can be a drug, just like alcohol and, you know, street right. drugs are. People can eat too much, and, you know, just the activity of eating floods our brains with serotonin, and we can get addicted to that feeling, especially with too many carbs and too much fat. So it can definitely help to, unfortunately, fill that void and to avoid overeating and eating emotionally. You know, you have to replace bad habits with good habits. Keep right. healthy snacks around. You know, instead of eating, go for a walk. Get your depression, anxiety under control with counseling and medications.
Absolutely. And then, James, you had some interesting things to say earlier as well when we were talking about this topic. What do you think are their eating habits? What do you think they're doing wrong?
The eating habits of Americans are just terrible. If you look into any, you know, nutrition literature, they call it the standard American diet. Like Leslie said, it's full of carbs and fats that triggers people to overeat and eat more. It's the prevalence of fast food and the cheap, easily available food just makes it too easy to go that way instead of going home and, you know, cooking, eating fresh vegetables, lean meats, the proteins, what we're supposed to be eating that people had eaten from the beginning of time till the 1970s. That's been put aside for the fast foods now because they're, you know, it is like a drug, like she said, just lures you to do that.
Absolutely. And then, Dr. Leslie, Duffy, is it stress that triggers bad eating habits?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is for a lot of people. Like I was saying, you know, food can be a drug and it can be very addictive, especially, you know, too much sugar and too much carbs. And, you know, a lot of times we're taught at a young age, like if you do your chores, you'll get a cookie or you'll get some, you'll reward with food. And that starts kind of a vicious cycle. And to break that cycle, you have to consciously, you know, take action to break that cycle, you know, keeping healthy snacks around, exercising instead of, you know, grabbing a cookie or chips or whatever it is. I mean, you can break the cycle, but it takes, you know, you have to make that good decision every time. And the more right. you make the good decisions, it's going to be easier.
And it causes a death too, as far as bad eating habits can lead up to cancers and strokes, to hypertension, all that. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. The number one killer of Americans is heart disease, and that is directly linked to obesity. So, you know, some of it is genetics, but most of it is just our lifestyle. We can definitely do things to prevent that.
Right. So what do you think is health? I mean, should people focus on health and exercise to become healthier? Deborah, what do you think?
Well, definitely. I was looking that up today, and a counselor, a Christian counselor. I have a book by her that I really like, many, many topics, including this. I found it again today. And one of her, one thing she does mention is the idea of exercising, besides the spiritual matters that she feels could also help to fill that void and vacuum people have as far as praying and putting God into your life more than some people often do, getting your mind off of food instead of that, do something spiritual, or maybe to help somebody else, in other words. But also exercise on a practical level more than just that. walking at least some 30-minute-a-day exercise with bicycling or walking, getting out in nature, and definitely keeping on the move, even taking stairs if you can, if you're able to do that. But always exercise is a big factor in that. And also the spirituality helps, too.
Yeah, the prayers, they say prayer is good, you know, for the
stuff. Yeah, get your mind off of that, right? Right.
Right.
Put him first, because your body's a temple of the Lord, as she points out, and it's been pointed out before. And if you're abusing your body by overeating, then you need to maybe...
That's abusing your body.
Spiritual checkup and figure, well, do I need to have that, and substitute something else. You pray for somebody else and you get the urge to have a cookie or something carbohydrate or fattening. That might be a way of putting than just having the cookie and overindulging for yourself. So it's a thought, you know, and certainly all those things factor into it. You have to get rid of that void. This country is definitely beyond that track of self-gratification too much. Immediate things, immediate pleasures, you know, we've gotten into that. And grabbing something fast, like fast foods, is definitely a problem. Anything quick and it satisfies you. Getting away from that, if you think about what goes on around our world, but certainly in the news all the time, people don't have enough. If you think about that and what they're going through and focus off yourself and replace those thoughts with something else, like care of other people, you might find a way out of this trap, which it becomes, where you have to have something now and satisfy your cravings. And that'll help your health, and I think it will be some kind of a solution, I hope. So it's just a thought. So she shared them, and I read the book a little bit today, and other people have talked that way also. Dr. Leslie, do you agree with me and her and all that? you're the expert on today, of course.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think people don't utilize their pastors as counselors because most pastors who went to seminary have been trained to counsel, you know. So that's really a good resource. And, you know, as a Christian myself, I can tell you that there's no other better help than comes from God for sure.
Yeah, it'll give you some strength. So we know that the statistics is 68% of people in the United States, last I heard, that are, you know, overweight or obese. That's pretty big. And now with our lifestyles, you know, you're talking about people are now more sedentary. Personal computers, they're on their cell phones, watching TV, playing games, all that contributes to that overweight, obesity issue that we're having. So we need to get some exercise, get out there. I go to gym. I try and go as much as possible, even if it's for a few minutes, just to get into that habit. You know, I don't spend hours in there. But once I get in the habit, my body starts getting used to it, and I just keep going. And it's actually fun. You hear the music. You know, it's I enjoy it because there's music playing while I'm exercising. So do you work out at all? Leslie and James, a little bit at home? Do you have a bicycle or something at home?
We walk our dogs at least 30 minutes a day, so that's no matter
true.
What.
Yeah. If
it's 100 degrees or
walking.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, we go to the gym. We're not super consistent, but we're okay at it.
Yeah, just go for a few minutes, you know? And then I usually go around the different machines, and it has instructions there, what it is, what you're targeting, you know, whether it's your legs or whatever. But we have to get into good habits. It's and people have, you know, gotten into some bad habits. And it's just, our lifestyles, you know, is rush here, rush there. Fast foods are everywhere. Fast food restaurants are everywhere. So take the time, stay home, do some cooking, have some me time, you know, and just do something for yourself. Like, or, you know, we both can cook together and have fun. And Deborah, don't eat those chocolates.
Oh, well, you gave that away. Well, I'm forcing myself not to, Teresa. But, you know, chocolate's not that bad. If you think about the dark chocolate, they advise you to the
Yeah, dark chocolate's supposed to be good for you.
They advise you to have a little square. All right. They advise you to have a little square a day because it's good for your health, your heart, and all that. One square. if it can end there, right? I know what you mean, but it doesn't really hurt you that badly. Even all right, now so, and even that hot chocolate that I've never mentioned. They say that has some good benefits as far as emotionally. A cup of hot cocoa mix can really help you feel better. It's not a negative thing unless you overindulge, which can happen. You know, don't have two candy bars at once, but have small portions. It's a portion.
Yeah, I would say if you feel the urge, just have a little bit. Get that out of the way.
But go back an hour later, have the other half, right? All right. I shared too much. I'm not supposed to be on the podcast. Now I think I've got all my secrets. Anyway, no, but I'm trying to cut that. Therese, I'm trying to cut that back into a spiritual mode, all right? I read the book today, and I don't, and when I have an urge to reach for candy bars and a hickey, you know, just think about people who don't have those things. And anyway, that's another way I'm learning. But, of course, it is hard because I get tired, and fatigue for me has been a problem. I want it so much, although I enjoy it. It makes me feel more energized.
No, but, you know, it's better to grab a fruit that gives you natural energy, right?
I wouldn't agree with me too much, though. Chocolate is what helps. But anyway, fruit makes you feel upset stomach. That's true. It doesn't always agree with you. But all right. But anyway, if I had that chocolate cookie before I came on the air, you wouldn't have me on the phone now. So the whole thing is it does give me the energy. It helps me focus. Boy, I just pick on Deborah Day, isn't it? You know, all about my cookies. But it's not all the time. It's in between. I am trying to control that. Those three other chocolate bars are gone. That was for the week. So you can rest assured I won't be having any more of them. But I do tend to. But it's because I get tired and it gives me energy. But I walk. You know, I'm not just sitting around. Yeah. So anyway, now we got talking about me.
Well, so... James, do you have anything that you might, something interesting? I know you're EMT? Is that what you do? EMT,
I don't do it. I went to the school just to kind of do it, and I volunteer a little bit. It's not what I do as a professional. We talked about just as the obesity has become so prevalent and our entire attitude has shifted towards the very obese. We had a patient that was over 500 pounds. And when we explained to him that we would need help to lift him, to put him on the stretcher, we were told we were fat shaming him, that we needed to stop. And, you know, just that attitude towards you can't even mention it. You can't, that's not going to do anything to help anyone. You know, it is what it is. And people need to cope with that. And, you know, to ever progress, you have to realize where you're at.
Yeah. So let's see if I can get a song at the studio. Diamond Boy has a song. Can we get that song played at the studio? So while they're looking.
Yeah. The God is our protect. Protection. They kill me gradually, oh.
Gradually.
So baby, take it easy, gradually, oh.
Gradually.
Happy to kill person for your body, oh.
Your body.
Can I lose my senses finally, oh.
Finally.
Cause your love you, they kill me gradually. Only you feel make my day. Only you feel make me smile. Only you feel blow my mind. Me, I don't they lose my senses. Because of love, I'm stuck with offenses. I don't know why. I don't know why. your love don't make me high. You dey high me like say I don't smoke Igbo. I don't heavy like I don't shayo. Girl, this your love goes to make me go low. Enter for street and I tear for low. Happy to kill person for your body. Girl, I dey lose my senses finally. Cause your love you dey kill me.
Okay, so we have a few minutes, and that was Diamond Boy. He's with the Atlas Star Records with Joe Gallagher, and that's his song, Finally. And it's the genre is Afropop. He's very talented, and we have a lot of talent with the Atlas Star Records. We play the songs on the air. And okay, so any last words, because we only have like 3 minutes?
I would just say, you know, it's never too late to take control of your own health and wellness. Just start small, you know, with a 5 or 10 minute walk a day. Make those choices, you know, over time, and don't make a big change all at once. You're more likely to stick to it. And just put yourself, you know, make yourself a priority.
Absolutely. And like I said, turn to prayer. If you're not, you know, able to control your eating, just, you know, say some prayers, and that helps, because we had talked about that. But any last words, James?
I would just, as we talk about exercise, it is important to remember you can't outwork a bad diet. A 250-pound person on the treadmill, depending on speed, could burn 300 to 500 calories in an hour. A quarter-pounder value meal at McDonald's is 1,050 calories. I mean, you have to keep the diet under control, too.
And keep a scale in your bathroom or something.
Right. Just be aware of your weight.
What do you think, Deborah?
Yeah, well, maybe a scale. My battery tends to run down, so I can't always do that. But anyway, of course, yes, definitely the spiritual. And, of course, exercise is a very important factor. I agree. And just keep those positive thoughts. And think about when you think about other people that I mentioned, who don't have as much to eat. That might put in focus, too, that you might think about them and redirect your thinking to doing something to help somebody else. So you're going to do that.
Absolutely.
Instead of eat the cookie and do something to help somebody who needs some kind of assistance. And it's also exercise and also just calling somebody, get your mind off of it.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you guys. We're going to play the last song, which is by Randall Rutledge. We have the Nonstop Flight. So can we have that song?
We chase it down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we got our whole flight plan. It's a nonstop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off, we don't need it.